Now let's consider one of Hayek's essays on free enterprise. It's called Free Enterprise and Competitive Order, and it was a paper presented in 1947 at the Mont Pelerin Society, a group of fellow market-oriented economists and thinkers. In this paper, I view Hayek as essentially issuing a challenge to his compatriots. Hayek starts by noting that more government is indeed likely in the immediate future. One of the problems for Hayek is that a positive program for freedom is badly needed, but really not there at that moment. And keep in mind, the world is coming off a period when fascism, totalitarianism, and communism were dominant ideologies. Hayek very much regrets that a lot of people who call themselves defenders of free enterprise are unfortunately very often defenders of privilege or corporate privilege and not really defenders of freedom at all. He sees this as a big problem. Hayek stresses that to move toward a freer society, ideas really matter and the right ideas have to be in place. In this regard, Hayek very much agrees with Keynes, even though he didn't agree with the exact policy prescriptions of Keynes, but Keynes also thought that ideas really matter. And now we get to the challenge part of the paper. Hayek stresses that for a classical liberal program, it's not enough to limit the state, that classical liberals also must analyze how the state could do things better and what exactly the state should do, that liberals should put forward some kind of positive program for state action in the areas where government can do well. For instance, Hayek thinks that monetary policy has a critical role in helping to remedy unemployment, but at the same time, Hayek is looking for a monetary policy which will be bound by rules. Hayek sees land rights management, especially in large cities, as an essential area for government. We sometimes call this eminent domain. It may be the case that to build certain large projects, the government needs to control or somehow manipulate land rights to make it possible for those projects to happen. Hayek also fears for monopoly power in this future, but he thinks a lot of monopoly power will not come from the ordinary activities of corporation, but rather they will come from patent law and copyright law and intellectual property protection more generally. In this regard, with this worry, Hayek was very far ahead of his time. Throughout this essay, Hayek is stressing that the details of the law really matter. It's not enough to get up on a soapbox and preach in favor of freedom of contract. One needs to spell out exactly what that means and how the law can give us a better rather than a worse version of freedom of contract. At some points in this essay, Hayek even gets a bit radical. He questions, for instance, whether limited liability is necessarily the right arrangement for all corporations at all points in time. This is usually considered a fairly left-wing point of view. Hayek also argues that the classical liberal movement has spent too much of its energies opposing trade unions, when in fact trade unions have served useful purposes in protecting the rights and interests of workers. Hayek closes this essay with a bombshell. He argues that an inheritance tax may play some important role in securing and funding a free society in the future. In this regard, Hayek once again is challenging some of the preconceptions of his audience and arguing that a market-oriented movement really needs to re-examine a lot of its premises and think carefully about which ideas it will promote for the future.